In this bulletin, a dramatic twist in the Lucas Fowler and China Dease murder investigation in Canada. The new head of the Australian Federal Police revealed, and celebrated Australian food writer Margaret Fulton passes away. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Lyons. Canadian authorities have named two teenagers as suspects in the murder of Australian tourist Lucas Fowler and his American girlfriend China Dease. The pair were originally deemed missing, but police are now appealing to the public for help to locate them. The teens were first loosely connected to the murder of Mr. Fowler and Ms. Dease when their truck was found burning near an unidentified man's body. But Sergeant Janelle Schuett of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police now says the pair are suspects and considered dangerous.
The RCMP are now considering Cam McLeod and Briar Schmigelski as suspects in the Dease Lake suspicious death and the double homicide of Lucas Fowler and China Dease. We're asking for the public, if you spot Briar or Cam, consider them dangerous. Do not approach.
The new head of the Australian Federal Police says he's honoured to lead the National Law Enforcement Agency. Northern Territory Police Chief Rhys Kershaw will replace Andrew Colvin in October. Mr. Kershaw says he wants to keep officers and the public as safe as possible.
My initial focus will be around making sure that those frontline officers in the AFP are supported with the right training, the right technology, and also to do as much damage to the criminal environment and to those organisations who seek to harm Australians and to make sure that Australia is as safe as it can be.
A newly sworn-in Labor MP has used her maiden speech to Parliament to share her cancer battle in the hope it will raise community awareness. Peter Murphy told Parliament her cancer re-emerged shortly after being sworn in as the member for the Victorian seat of Dunkley. She's urging people to prioritise their health.
Ladies, check your breasts. Men, stop ignoring what your body's telling you. Fellow members of this Parliament, listen to the experts who warn that the promise of universal health care is under threat. Commit to the reform and funding that our health system needs.
Fijian authorities have confirmed an Australian woman has been killed in Fiji. Local media reports the woman was killed in her home in an apparent domestic violence incident. Her husband, who is also Australian, has been hospitalised. And if you know someone who's affected by domestic or family violence, you can call 1800 737 732. That's 1800-RESPECT on 1800 737 732 or visit 1800respect.org.au. Celebrated Australian food writer Margaret Fulton has died. She was 94. The UK-born author wrote many popular cookbooks and was a guest on several cooking television shows. Ms. Fulton was awarded the Medal of the Order of Australia in 1983. Australian Caleb Ewan has powered to his second stage victory at this year's Tour de France, coming from behind with a terrific turn of speed to win stage 16. Ewan beat Italian Ilya Vivani and Dutchman Dylan Groenewegen in a sprint finish to the line. He says it's been a dream come true to ride in the Tour, and to win two stages is a huge bonus.
I said before, it was a dream to be here, and yeah, I mean, it was such a big dream to win one stage and now I've won two, so I can't believe it.
Well, now the weather across Australia: Perth, a shower or two and 20, Adelaide, a shower or two and 16, Melbourne, partly cloudy, 15, Hobart, possible shower, 13 degrees, Canberra, partly cloudy and 13, Wollongong, mostly sunny, 18, Sydney, much the same, 19, Newcastle, also mostly sunny, 20. Brisbane, sunny and 26. Cairns, a possible shower, 26. And Darwin, sunny day and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.